Kriya Shema, we know the pasuk is Vishinamtam Levanecha V'dibarta Bam V'shivtecha B'veisecha V'lechtecha V'derech. Now these are the words you got to know. U'v'shachbecha U'v'kumecha, which means in your lying down and in your getting up. Now even in English that is ambiguous. Ambiguous. I'm now introducing the first Mishnah in Brachas, and I'm paving the way so you see where this is going to go here. In your lying down, does that mean when you go to lie down, you should say Shema? Or does it mean while people lie, while you're lying down? Okay, that ambiguity is there. We'll see more in a second. The second thing is a bit of a side point is this. When a, again, I'm giving you, paving the way for the Mishnah. When a Kohen becomes Tameh, when a Kohen becomes Tameh, he can't touch Truma, he can't eat Truma, which is his food. Okay, it's the one of the gifts we give to the Kohanim. We'll learn more about it. We've almost sechem sechus trumos. The Kohen can't make it tame. If he becomes tame, for example, he touched a dead rat, he came through with a dead person, and so on. So he can't touch truma and eat truma until he becomes tahor. Okay. Now the tahara process requires two or three different things. The first thing is the mikvah. To become tahor from any tuma, you need a mikvah. Go in the mikvah. That happens during the daytime. But the pasuk says, by the Kohen, Uvaha shemesh v'taher, I think, or v'tihar. Uvaha shemesh, and the sun should also set and becomes tahor, which is learned to mean that it's you don't need mikvah, you need what's called biyah shemesh, the day has to end. So when a Kohen goes to a mikvah during the afternoon, he goes from being whatever his halachic status of being tameh is to being like quasi tahor, tameh. He's actually called a tavul yom. There's also a masechta called tavul yom, which means he went to the mikvah but it's still the daytime. Okay? Such a person has, if this means anything to you, he's now a sheni l'tumah. Okay? It's like a secondary tumah source. But truma is susceptible up to a shlishi. So if he's a sheni, he's a secondary source, he can ruin truma, if he eats truma. Okay, I'm sorry, we're opening a very difficult, complex point. But anyway, that's what I need to tell you. So he can't eat the truma until he also has a nightfall. Nightfall is three stars. We'll see in the Mishnah. One more point you got to know. Some tumas are so, let's call them so severe, they require not just mikvah and but also bringing a korban. For example, he was a zav or he was a mitzora. He'll need to bring a korban, but you can't bring a korban until the next day, because the basic thing that's only open for business during the day hours. So he won't bring his korban until the next morning. And until he does, it's called the mechusar kippurim. It's like less than a tavul yom. He's like a shlishi. He's a third category of tuma, which won't ruin truma, but could ruin kachim. But that's the introduction. It's not critical, everything was clear there, but it's enough that we get the ball rolling. So the Mishnah says, Me'emesai Koren es Shema Ba'arvis. From when do you say the Shema? In the evening. We start with evening because two reasons given. And in the Gemara, one is because the Pasuk says, B'shach b'chal v'kumecha, lying down and getting up, night before day. Also because V'yerevi Boker, it was night and day. That's the Jewish day, start the night. So we start with the night time. And it means from when? When's the start time? To say Shema in the evenings. Misha'ash shehokohanim nechnasan echol b'trumasan. From the time the Kohanim go in, enter in to eat their truma. Which is a very indirect answer. I looked high and low, I didn't find someone say what I wanted them to say. Which is, but I still think it's true, so I'm saying it of course, but I'm sure it's true. Rebbe started the Mishnah in a very strange way. Simple question, when do you say Shema? Answer, when the Kohanim eat their truma. Which will leave anyone bewildered. I'm sure the pshat is, and I'm sure people say it, but I couldn't find it. Rebbe wants us to be a closed book. Rebbe had the problem of the iser, the prohibition of writing down the oral Torah. He relied on this Mishnah, a pasuk, in Tehillim, which says, "Eis lasos l'Hashem." Sometimes you have to act for God because Heferu Sorasecha, the Torah will be ruined otherwise, being abrogated. But he wanted it to somehow still be closed book, so he made it in this way. That's my contention. I couldn't find the Mefarshim to say it. But the Mefarshim do say is they want to teach you something else, a secondary point, which I'll explain in just a second. But just to clarify the Mishnah first, when can you say Shema? From when? From the time the Kohanim eat their truma, which is when they have had Yes, the mikvah. When it's become three stars, seiso kol chavim, the stars come out. Okay, when is that in real life? It's a big machlokas, you probably know. Rabbeinu Tam says it's the amount of time from sunset, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil, which is somewhere between 72, a familiar number, and 90 minutes. Okay, a mil is 2,000 almost. The Gra learns it's between 3/4 of a mil, so it's like 14 to 18 minutes. Okay, so there's a big discrepancy of how long after sundown this takes. 18 minutes, you should lie, you like the Gra, so 20 minutes you get a marv ready, right? But I think most people wait for whatever. It's a world of machlokas, of course, in that. But it's safe to come when the stars come out, and it's to teach you what it's in this backhanded way, to teach you something totally unrelated, which is this. You might think that a Kohen can't eat truma until he also brings his korban, if he needed to. The Gemara here teaches, the Mishnah here teaches you, no, once the sun is down, the stars will come out, he can eat his truma, even though he's still a mechusa kippurim, even though he hasn't yet brought his korban. That's what the Gemara says. It wants to teach you, like, you know, milsa agav orcha, $20, wants to squeeze another one on. At the Mishnayas, they're dense. And when's the end time? Ad sof ha'ashmura harishona, till the end of the first ashmura, which means a watch. The Gemara says that there's different celestial, spiritual watches, the malachim have different shifts, there's a machlokas, how many, three or four nights, the halacha is three a night, the Rush paskens it, the Shulchan Aruch paskens it, there are three times a night, different watches, and you have till the end of the first third of the night, the first watch, to say Kriya Shema. That is according to Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, stringent opinion, says, once the first third of the night is gone, Kriya Shema is over. Why? Because the pasuk said, Bishach Bacha, when you lie down. Well, people go to bed before the advent of light bulbs when it got dark. After the first third of the night, everyone's in bed. It's too late, you lost your chance. So that's what he learns, Bishach Bacha, when you go to lie down, the first third of the night. After that, no time for Kriya Shema. Okay? Now, one other point is, of course, there's Shas Manios, the night is divided into 12 equal segments. It's a question, how do you measure the day? From sunrise to sunset, or from first light to the stars coming out? That's the focus. Either way, you divide that amount of time into 12 equal sections. Those are called Shas Manios. You know, halachic hours in English, let's say. Each one's... So, of course, in the winter, the nights are long. So those could be long, 70 minutes, let's say. In the summer, they're short. They can be short, say 50 minutes. In London, you know, it may never get dark. So, So Rabbi Eliezer's saying the first third of the night means you do the halachic hours. And then you have the first 4 out of 12 to say Kriya Shema. Okay? Back in the Mishnah. B'chacham omrim ad chatzos. B'chacham say you have until midnight. I'm not going to explain that more than just say. That's what they say. They say midnight. So they say 6 halachic hours. Well, for a convention, we'll say that the halachic, for argument's sake, the halachic day begins at 6 p.m. and ends at 6 a.m. for this illustration, okay? That would mean, of course, 12 hours equal. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying you have the first third, 4 hours, so you have by 10 p.m. time's up. And the Chacham say you have till midnight, till 12 midnight, okay? Rabban Gamliel, the word Ramban means our master, the Nasim. And if you were a Nasi, the head of the Jewish people of the Tanaic period, you had the name Rabban. They're just a few. They're all basically Gamliel and Shimon. They get the names they're repeating. One after the son. They're all descendants of Hillel HaZaken had a son, Shimon. Shimon had a son named Gamliel. Gamliel the elder. Not this Gamliel over here. And he was the first Rabban. After that, his son was Shimon, his son was Gamliel, his son was Shimon, what do you want from me? Right? And his son was Revi. They all have Rabban. The only other Rabban that I know of is Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, okay, who was the student of Hillel. He's the first, okay? Either way, Rabban means he was the Nasi. Rabban Gamliel, this is Rabban Gamliel, the second one, called Rabban Gamliel de Yavna. He was the one who was saved and went to Yavna and took over for Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was saved, Yavna Chochmah, right? So, he says, Aj yale amud hashachar, till amud hashachar. According to most people, amud hashachar and alof hashachar is the same thing. Those who argue, but let's say it's the same thing, which means first light. Something like 72 minutes or 90 minutes before sunrise. So this is the world of focus. Because, of course, depending where you are on the surface of the earth, it will depend. Right? So some say it should be 61 degrees, you know, below the horizon, like Yerushalayim. Okay, either way, leave it alone. He says you have until first light in the morning. First light. So he learns, what's the machlokas? Rabbi Eliezer says, B'shach b'cha, you're lying down, means when you go to bed, in your lying down. And the Chacham say, in your lying down, when people lie down, the whole night. That's the machlokas. So what's with the Chachamim? We'll see now. They said midnight. So, you have a story. Maisa, once upon a time. Maisa Shabanu Banu based on Mishta. Once it happened that his children, Rabban Gamliel's children, presumably it's Rabban Gamliel of Yavna, his two sons, Shimon and Gamliel, right? They came from the base of Mishnah. Base of Mishnah means, according to Rambam, any good event that drinking features prominently. Tosfos Yom Tov says Dafka wedding. They came back, and this is happening now after Chatzos. After Chatzos, right? And they asked, Amru, they asked their father, Amrulo, Loi Karina Metz Shema. We didn't say Shema yet. So now, the question is it too late? Can we say it? What's their question? You have to understand the question. The halacha is, if there's the majority opinion against an individual, the halacha goes like the majority opinion. We know that, right? If an individual is a Tana, he wants to stand up against a crowd, that's his prerogative. He'll have to look, you know, Hashem in the eyeballs and say, this is how I saw it, this is what I did. And we allow that. Only much later, at times of Shulchan Aruch, there was a definitive, you know, like it or not, this we have to do it. Before that, if you saw things differently, that was your prerogative, you could act how you saw it, and I guess you'll face the consequence if you're wrong, but that's it. Right? Even after the Gra and the Marshal thought that even after the Shulchan Aruch, that they said it wasn't Jewish. To have a form, you know, to not learn the Torah the way you see it, it's not Jewish. You should learn the Torah, understand it, and then act accordingly, and then you'll, you know, sink or swim according to the consequences. But, so, Rabban Gamliel says, I learned B'shach B'cha is the whole night. Okay? But the Chachamim said until midnight. So the boys, his children, said, listen, what the did? Do we have to go? Did the Chacham disagree with you and say, no, at midnight the show is over and therefore saying Kriya Shema was not a mitzvah? Or did they agree with you? And really you have the whole night? And they said for a different, extraneous reason, Chatzos is the cutoff point. That was their question. Because even if their father did it, they should follow the halacha, go with the Chacham. That was their question. So he answered them, Rabban Gamliel answered them, Amar lehem, Im lo ala amar shachar, if it has yet been first light, so then, chayav metan lekrof, you have to now, you have to read. He was saying, the Chacham agreed with me in the Pasuk, the Shach Bacha, it's the whole night long. They just said, for a different reason, midnight to cut off, but if you missed it, b'diavad, you still makam your mitzvah doraisa, that Hashem said, of saying Kriya Shema. Okay? Im kein, the Mishnah asks, Lam amru chacham ar chatzos. Yeah, if they hold it till midnight, why they say till midnight? The answer is tilaharchut es adam min ha'avera. To keep people away from sin. You know what happens? You come home from work, you're tired, put your head down, you say the whole night, I'll get up early and say Shema, but you miss it. You didn't want it to happen. They said no. Don't go to sleep. First half of the night, say Shema. Don't let it linger, and you'll fall asleep. I'm sorry. My bad. Sorry, I skipped a line of Shemayas. Rabban Gamliel said not only that, but he said, below the Bilvad, not just Shema is at midnight, Ela kol masha amru chacham. You see where I am? I'm sorry, I skipped the Mishnah, I'm sorry. You see back where I am? Below the Bilvad, not just by Kriya Shema is until midnight, Ela kol masha amru chacham ar chatzos. Whenever the Chacham said to have till chatzos, they actually, midoraisi of the whole night. The night doesn't have parts and pieces. The rabbis said an earlier time for different reasons. For example, the Mishnah says, when it says, Hektar chalavim ve'evarim, the haktara, the burning of the chalavim, the fats, the hard fats that are brought us every korban, when you bring an animal korban, you have to take the suet, the hard fats, and put them on the mizbeach, around the organs. And also the evarim, a korban ola, Korban Ola is a fully burnt offering. The whole thing goes in the Mizbeach. So they're Evarim, the limbs all have to get burned. And these things, what happens is you bring them during the day, but the Torah says they have to be all the burning stuff, whether it's just the fat or it's also the limbs, must be done by the morning. By the morning. So you have the whole night to do it. The Mefarshim jump around here a little bit because nowhere that we know of does it say Yatzil Chatzos. There's no source elsewhere. It's a problem. Either way, you have the whole night. Okay? Mitzvah sani ad shiyala amr shachar. And similarly, another example, v'chol ha'ne'echal liyom echad, certain karbonos have to be eaten in what's called, the Torah calls it one day. Now I want to explain one day for a second. If you bring certain karbonos like a chatas, or an asham, or a todah, these korbanos, you have to eat in one day. What does that mean? It means you bring it in the afternoon or the morning. It's brought that day. You get to eat, or the kohanim get to eat the meat, depending on what the thing is. The kohanim eat the meat. And they have to finish it by the morning time. So the Torah calls it one day, but I want to speak it out. It means if you bring it on Monday afternoon, you have until what we call Tuesday morning to eat it. It's funny, right? Because usually that would be called 2 days for Torah. But that's what it means. So one day means one 12-hour period, the daytime and that nighttime. So it's a chiv koretz. You get koretz if you eat your kohen and you eat from the chatas meat after alos ha-shachar. So the chum said, finish by chatzos just in case. So even though they said that, you can eat it the whole night. And there's a separate problem. There's a prohibition. It's funny. It's a fine line. You after morning, if you eat it, you get koretz. But the Torah says you have to eat it. You can't leave it over. So you should eat it by midnight. But if you didn't, you could still eat it till the morning. The rabbi said don't, unless you come to make a mistake. But the Torah says you have the whole night to eat these korbanos. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, so if that's true, if you have the whole night, why the rabbi saying till midnight? To keep people from doing sins. You know what happens at nighttime? You lose your focus. So therefore, the rabbis push at the clock, so bad things shouldn't happen. Right, then we're finishing at 9:45, more or less on time. Thank you very much.